Alka-Seltzer, Tabasco Bloody Mary Mix, National Bail Bonds, Ace Locksmith and Handcuff Removal, Walgreens Instant Paternity Tests, your local sheriff's department, and Greyhound Bus Services offering discounts on one-way tickets to Central America.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a stand by for you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A possible terrorist attack in the Netherlands. There's one person dead and several people are wounded in a shooting on a trolley car in the city of Utrecht. There's a manhunt for the shooter. There have been vigils around the world for the 50 people killed in shootings at two mosques in New Zealand Friday. Hundreds of people got together in Charlotte, North Carolina.
We are one nation. We serve one God. We are all brothers and sisters.
New Zealand's prime minister says new gun control measures will be announced in the next 10 days. The Transportation Department's reportedly looking into the FAA's approval of Boeing's 737 MAX 8s.
The Wall Street Journal reports that the investigation was launched after the October crash of Lion Air's jet that killed 189 people. Aviation authorities are also looking to see if the system may have caused the crash of an Ethiopian Airlines flight that killed 157 earlier this month.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
Recently on Three Men and a Lady. Sometimes morning shows have winners, and sometimes morning shows have winners who are real winners, like Jill. Tell me, Jill, how do you feel when you hear the words Greg Budell?
Hey, Greg, good morning.
Oh, you do sound excited.
Jay Scott.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Emily Hayes. Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
Oh, yeah.
And Rich Thomas.
We're going to let you do a meet and greet with Jay.
Oh, my gosh.
If you're happy and you know it, act like Jill. Now, Jill, say the magic word.
Abracadabra.
Well, no, actually, I was thinking of Stand By for Three Men and a Lady.
Been doing this morning show for almost 10 years now. And that's the best winner we have ever had.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And guess who's sitting with us here in the studio?
I'm so excited.
Everybody's screaming.
Lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey all the time.
Are we getting a performance?
This is Jill, and Jill is super pumped about the Steve Miller Band show.
You guys, you have no idea. All weekend, I was talking to my husband. He would say something really serious, and I'd say, guess what? Two tickets, right here.
Yeah.
Right here. Steve Miller Band, Thursday the 21st. Ow! No, she's, you know, Bailey's my daughter's name, so that's okay. She's precious. I am so excited.
She loves you.
Wait. Oh, she's precious. Yeah. She's precious.
Well, you're just like some people you could give away. You just won $1 million. And they go, how do I pick that up?
In Florida, I gave away $10,000 cash prizes. I gave away Corvettes. I gave away all kinds of
flyaways, like giving away a flyaway, being like, yeah, we're going to fly you to New York and stuff. They're like, oh my God.
Five Broadway shows in 4 days.
No way. Nice. And I would lose my mind.
I know you would.
I mean, I would faint. Seriously, you know, I'm in menopause. I was sweating so bad when I won. I was having hot flash after hot flash after hot flash. My husband came upstairs and I looked at him and went, oh my gosh, I totally won. He was like, you're a sweaty mess. Okay, not that bad.
You said you'd show up, and here you are.
And I brought breakfast. Thank you, Chick-fil-A. Sponsored by Chick-fil-A on Ann Street. Okay, no, I paid for it. It's not really sponsored. You know.
Well, we're so happy that not only that you won, but that you are such a generous and nice winner.
Yeah, you'll have to report back to us after you see the show.
I will.
I haven't seen Jill in a couple of years, but, you know, in our town, you can't help but cross paths with people over time.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you're doing it. I don't know if it's being married to a guy like Scott or what, but you just look better and younger.
You're precious. You are precious. I'm going to tell you, it's the joy of the Lord. You know, God changed my life years ago, and that's, you know.
I'm precious, but he's
adorable. Oh, let me tell you what. Rich Thomas is the Gandhi of weather. I was going to say Jesus, but then Rick Peters, we get all these, you know, emails and all that. If I said he's the Jesus.
I hope I don't have to fast.
Yeah. I gave up Starbucks. You know, whenever, like, I'm listening to the news and I'm going through the house and it's someone else saying, there's going to be a 25% dusting that's going to hit central Alabama. And I go, oh, well, we'll see what Rich Thomas has to say about that. Let me pull up my app and see what he says.
Nice. Yeah.
Jay, what do we have for Jill?
Greg's
got it. Oh.
Oh,
there they are. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You guys. You. Oh, my gosh. I'm a hot flash. You guys, truly, truly, I live downtown, so I'm downtown all the time. Uh-huh. It never fails when I'm going past MPAC.
Yeah.
It says, Steve Miller Band, yeah. March the 21st.
Well, I've seen him, and he is amazing. I saw him a few years ago up at Oak Mountain Amphitheater.
Oh,
it was just a great show.
Awesome.
And he was a little timid about going on stage because he had been, it's been years since he toured.
Right.
And one of the promoters said, here, look out the stage. Look at those people. Because it had rained and we were soaking wet in the rain waiting for Steve Miller. And he smiled when he saw that everybody's still there. And everybody was mouthing the words to his song. It was just great. You're going to have a great time.
My favorite.
We're going to have a blast. Can't wait. Scott's going with me. It's going to be so much fun.
Good.
Oh, you're taking him?
What? Are you kidding?
My favorite Steve Miller story happened a couple of years ago, and it was just something that came out in the prep where he was talking about artists from his generation, and he said, I'm not making any more new music. He says, people don't want to hear it. They want to hear Jet Airliner and Take the Money and Run.
Right, Joker.
And all the songs from his era.
He says,
I'm not going to waste my time. They don't pay good money to come to my concerts to hear me do something they've never heard before.
Right.
He's going to jam. It's got to be a great show.
I cannot wait.
You guys.
And you are a great listener and a good friend.
Well, you're sweet. We think a lot of you and your wife. You know, we keep saying we need to go eat dinner, and we never do. I don't know what that's about.
We will.
Lovely Emily. What is that about?
I don't know. Life is hard.
Okay.
Life is busy.
Well, thank you very much for coming by. You said you'd be by at 8 o'clock, and here you are.
You were.
Thank you, guys.
Very punctual.
You know, we sell Aquapap vapor distilled water. I got to get this in, Greg. I mean, I never get a chance. I got to plug this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ship Aquapap. That's where I'm heading. Who's on CPAP? Anybody?
I'm not.
CPAP therapy?
No. I don't know.
Is that the sleeping thing?
Rick does it, but he's not here. Yeah. Oh, Rick Peters will be getting a case of Aquapap.
We will
ship that from aquapap.com. Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, you betcha. Put him down. Rick Peters was sending it to you, you bet.
Very nice. Let's do that dinner soon. After the Steve Miller Show, you can tell
us
something about it.
You know I'm just teasing you, Greg. I know life is busy. Yeah, I get it.
Call us Friday.
I will.
Oh, boy.
I will.
When is she eligible to win again so we can make that happen?
Oh, yeah.
That's two more weeks.
But I hope all of you listening understand, because I was point blank blunt about it last week. That is part of the reason we like to do giveaways, when somebody is so excited they won something.
Exactly.
And shares that. That's just, you can't buy that kind of radio. And
you guys are rock stars.
Well,
thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Come see us anytime.
I did used to work for Styx. You may have heard.
Styx!
Yeah.
Yes. Love Styx, too. Tommy Shaw. Isn't he from Alabama?
Oh, he's from Montgomery. Montgomery.
Right? I don't know if you heard the story.
Yeah. Everybody's got a Montgomery story. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Greg. I didn't stop you.
Should I tell him?
Yeah.
I was telling somebody this just the other day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, where was I? It was yesterday, and it was at...
Food Outlet? Because that's where you go on Sundays.
It was...
Genius?
Somewhere.
Genius.
Oh, no, it was Saturday night. We all drove down to Red's.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't get those invitations, but you're in.
Me Too movement.
And I was shocked, because this is 20 miles south, and... everybody in that place was a listener to this show the afternoon show. Everybody.
Well, of course.
So somebody had asked about Tommy Shaw. So, of course, I had to tell the lame ass story about how I picked him up at the airport the day he joined the band, and how he never blinked the whole time I drove him to Dennis DeYoung's house, and yada, yada. All of that. It's a good story.
Yeah.
I mean, and the funny part is, you know, today, if you were supposed to pick somebody up at an airline gate, somebody would text you a photo. So you'd know who to look for. And back then, you know, I said, so what does he look like? And he said, I think he'll probably stand out from the group of people that gets off the plane.
Yes, he will.
And boy, did he ever.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
So in Montgomery, in 40 years here, especially when I first started, everybody had a Tommy Shaw story. It was like, my mom used to babysit him.
His mom was a wonderful lady, kind of stuff, too. Yeah. I really got to know her, and she was a sweetheart. But yeah, and the thing is, he was playing Kegler's Cove at Bama Lanes, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
One night, and then the next day he's joining a band with a song in the top 10. That's a major
awesome.
Overnight move.
Well, thank you, Jill.
Take care, Jill.
Thank
and,
you, guys.
And give our love to Scott. And at 8:12, let's see what's happening with the weather. Then we'll go to the traffic dungeon and get the latest on that wreck. We had a phone in.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Yes. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Sunshine, nice day today after a chilly start today. We'll get up to about 68. We had 67 yesterday. Partly cloudy, chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature in the upper 30s. This morning, there was patchy frost in places, and I think we'll be a little bit colder tomorrow morning, so keep that in mind. Alabama growers, I think we'll be around 38 next couple of mornings. Then a cool day tomorrow, well, let's say cool sunshine, but really not too bad. The normal high is 60, is 70. We'll be around 64 tomorrow. Tomorrow night's low 38. Then on Wednesday, nice day with a high around 67. Spring officially begins around 4:58 p.m. Then we'll tease 70 on Thursday. I've got us dry. Some of the models try to print a couple of showers, but I've got us dry. I've got the rain chances around 10%. And then on Friday, I think we're into the 70s, and then Saturday, well into the 70s. Perfect spring break weather. If this is your week, boy, oh boy, you hit the jackpot for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Right now, this morning, we have clear skies. It's 48 at 8:13.
As we roll into the 8 o'clock portion of our rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic finally sees that backup we knew was going to happen on I-65 southbound. It's not a real bad one, but it starts around the 143 exit, so be careful if you're headed into downtown. Once you clear that, all the traffic is rolling along just great. We don't see any problems on I-85. We also have no troubles on the boulevard other than slowdowns at the traffic lights. The lack of school traffic this morning has made things just a little bit easier. Be careful on your way into work. Your office location says it all. Synovus Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you ever find yourself featured in one of Mr. Balakdi's traffic reports, I can tell you this. He also happens to be a big Steve Miller fan, too. Donnie Turner from Montgomery Paint & Body.
Hey.
It's cool. I'm sorry, Rich. What was that?
Really? You don't say.
You know, automotive body repair technologies have advanced over the years, like everything else does. Mm-hmm. But the one thing you just can't install at any particular automotive body repair shop is ethical standards. And this is, no matter what happens, no matter what kind of futuristic changes come in the way of putting cars back together to look as good as new, maybe better, they'll never have what Donnie and Brandon Turner have, and that's that standard of excellence, that meticulous attention to detail, where it doesn't leave the building. It doesn't, you know, they don't call you and say your car is ready until it's not just that the repair is fixed, but they do everything within their power to make that car look like it just not rolled out of a body shop, but off a factory showroom. That's how nice it'll look. You deserve the thoroughness, and that, for safety reasons alone, that's super important. But back in the day, there was a little wink, wink, nod, nod going on with some of the places around town, and Donnie refused to play that game, stood his ground. Almost, you know, it was tough to survive when you're playing by the rules, and that should never be that way. But when you're playing by the rules, sometimes it's tough to survive.
I know. Sometimes you have to read the whole book instead of cliff notes.
Say what?
Sometimes you feel like a nut, and sometimes you don't. But that was, you know, just Donnie Turner wouldn't do it any other way. And now they are recognized by insurance companies as the preeminent place, the best example of how to do it right.
They got a pinball machine, too. That's
in the Rich Thomas wing.
Oh, thank you.
Built and financed by the numerous accidents of the local weatherman.
Gosh.
Over here. So you'll find Montgomery
painting. I built this city.
Thank you, Jefferson Thomas. On the Boulevard of East Shirley Lane, their number is 27-REC with a W. Okay, so kids, what do you want to do first? Is Steve Miller?
Sure.
Emily?
It's fine with me. I mean, I assume we're not doing a conundrum today.
No, we'll need one tomorrow because we have a True the Baloney today.
Okay.
Well, we got Capital City Classic tickets to give away, too.
Yeah. Well, with the Capital City Classic tickets, we'll go with the...
Baseball in a meal?
In a meal.
Yeah.
At Seafood Bistro. The Steve Miller tickets will. I want Emily to pick the song that we're going to do today. You decide, and that's the one.
And don't pick Abracadabra.
You'll get 5 easy pieces from that song if you can identify it. Give us the correct title. You can have the same moment of excitement that Jill just shared with us.
God, love her. She's a hoot and a holler.
She's great.
Love her. Absolutely love her. 8:17, and we'll be back with that Steve Miller contest next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. An arrest has been made in a 20-year-old murder case in Dothan. Police say 45-year-old Coley McCraney was arrested Saturday and charged with rape and capital murder in the 1999 deaths of 17-year-olds Tracy Howlett and J.B. Beasley. Ozark police have scheduled a press conference for later today. Cleanup efforts continue in Elmore County after a tornado ripped through the Titus community late last week. EMA officials say more than 40 structures were damaged in Elmore County. And bidders from around the world will be in Montgomery this week for the J.M. Wood Spring Auction. Over 5,000 pieces of construction, forestry, and agriculture equipment are up for auction. Auction officials say some of the equipment will sell for hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
They've sold 75 million albums worldwide. They've had 20 top 10 singles. And on Friday, March 29th, they'll be live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Commodores. Entertaining audiences for over 50 years. From Tuskegee, Alabama, it's the Commodores. Live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center Friday, March 29th at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster. The Commodores.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's the day after St. Patrick's Day weekend. It's the day after St. Patrick's Day weekend, and it's Monday. Got indigestion from all that corned beef and cabbage? Did you have a wee bit too much to drink? One too many green beers? You are what we call an amateur. Maybe next year you'll learn. In the meantime, suck it up, Buttercup. Google hangover cures and try to look productive at work. And remember, it's only 5 more days till the weekend.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Let's do that. Let's play 5 easy pieces.
All right.
You're going to hear...
I'm easy.
I picked it out so everybody can get mad at me because the consensus in the room is...
You're going to get 5 quick...
Not good.
...pieces off this Steve Miller song and then be the first to give us the title of the song at 272-9228 and win a pair of tickets to see Steve Miller. And that show is Wednesday night?
Thursday
night. Okay. All right. Ready to go? Piece number 1. Piece number 2. Piece number 3. Piece number 4. Piece number 5.
That's a
piece number six.
And now,
Oops.
So,
I don't know where the thing you were talking about is on the song, but it.
Well, don't say that. You don't want to give it away.
No.
Okay.
I could give you a hint.
No.
Two seven two nine two two eight is our number. Hey, while Jay is ready to cue up excited potential winners, how about?
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Here to tell you. Wait. Yes. This one. Or this one. This one. I believe it's this one. I'm here to tell you about Dr. Jeff Pasley and Milbert Family Chiropractic.
Go ahead.
And where does he go to eat?
He goes to eat the seafood bistro.
You can go ahead and talk about Dr. Jeff Pasley. Go ahead.
So Millbrook Family Chiropractic, located on Highway 14 in Millbrook, is very flexible with their scheduling. Get the pun there? It's very flexible with their scheduling. So they can get you in and out according to your work schedule. If you work anywhere in the River Region, it's very convenient to get to them on Highway 14. But there's always so much you can do ahead of time by going to MilbertChiropractor.com. You can learn more about Dr. Jeff Pasley and the way he operates with things, like getting you on the road to wellness and keeping you well and not dealing with aches and pains. You can even put in your new patient information there online and schedule your appointment as well. So visit them, Highway 14 in Millbrook, 285-8483, to give them a call. MillbrookChiropractor.com, Millbrook Family Chiropractic. I'm finished now.
But I'm not.
Okay, well.
I'm not.
You gave me the hand, so.
Jay?
What?
Who's on line one?
What?
Gene.
Hey, Gene.
What's up? What do you think the answer is? Do you have any idea?
Jet airliner.
You got it.
All right.
Yay.
All right.
You're on the threshold of getting some tickets, some Steve Miller tickets.
Oh, you won them already.
Oh, yeah.
So congratulations to you, and I'm going to put you on hold, and Jay will get you set up with those.
All right.
See, what happened, we were going to do the threshold, and I pulled up. And it
technically it's
what
part
does it say? What does it say?
It's Jet Airliner.
Well, it says threshold, yeah. But there's no threshold on that particular version of it. Yeah. So it ended up being easier than we thought it was going to be.
Right.
I should just not pick anymore. That seems to.
Are we going to have tickets again tomorrow?
Yep.
Wow.
It was Greg. Okay. Sorry.
All right. So at 8:25.
Howard's last name.
Let's head back down to the traffic dungeon. We got a couple of situations.
Yeah, one of them is on the River Bridge, I guess.
We'll get the latest on that, and then we'll come back with our other dopey contest.
All right.
Rolling on through the 8 o'clock portion of our Monday rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic does see an accident on I-65 southbound. It's right at the Clay Street exit, so that's going to slow you down as you're headed into downtown. The rest of our morning traffic looks great. We don't have any problems on the boulevard. It's just stop and go at the traffic lights. No major problems there. If you use one of the 31s to get into work, don't worry. Everything is rolling smooth out there this morning. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go. That means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Markets haven't opened yet, have they?
No, sir.
Yeah, we're hoping for another positive day today like we had on Friday as the market got back close to 26. Dow did. Brad McDonald will join us no matter what happens around 10 minutes after 5 to explain not only why what happened, but how it ultimately can affect you and your money. And then what I suggest is that you give him a call at 387-0094 and set an appointment just to sit down and talk about ideas on how to grow the money you work so hard to make. You've got perhaps hopes and dreams that you want to have fulfilled, the money handy for a house, the money to send your child to school so they don't graduate with a mountain of student debt on their back, your retirement. It's, I mean, all those things seem so far away, but take it from somebody who's lived through all of that, it comes up on you mighty quick. So get ahead of the curve and think ahead with your money and sit down and become managerial about your money with Brad McDonald and meet the amazing people he's put together at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. You'll walk out of there feeling very confident that you have worked with people who really, really know their stuff. And they do. I mean, they just live in that universe 24/7. At 8:27, when we come back, we're going to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's amazing mattress and bedroom furniture liquidation sale. All 2018 model Serta, Restonic, and other mattresses must be sold this month. Bedroom suits as well as many odd chests, nightstands, and dressers gotta go. My warehouse lease is up and I have to downsize. A large group of bedroom mirrors are $15 to $35. A couple of cream-finished china cabinets for $200. Special groups of nice queen mattresses from $249, kings from $299. King mattresses with head-up adjustable bases from $599. Premium adjustable bases with dual massage, programmable positions, and underbed lighting from $699. Folks, Mr. Sandman has been voted Central Alabama's best mattress store for 2 decades. Visit both locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and our huge store on Highway 14 in Millbrook across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, but I ain't feeling the luck of the Irish. I drank a Ford F-150's worth of green Keystone Light, and I'm feeling about as fresh as a piece of roadkill in July. Hell, I ain't drank that much since, gosh, I don't even know when, Wednesday? In honor of St. Patty's, I wrote a love letter to the hottest, most violent leprechaun on the planet, Conor McGregor. He ain't in prison just yet, but as soon as he gets there, I'm gonna mail him this letter. I got a thing for convicts. Some people love a man in uniform, and some people love a man in federal. They told me I'm not allowed to read the letter on the radio, but let's just say Connor could Floyd my Mayweather any day. Connor, if you're listening, call me. I'm pretty good looking, and I got a vat of corned beef cooking.
Hey, the fun and games continue with three men and a lady on this talk, 93.1 FM, WACV. At exactly 8:30, it's now time to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire. We call it
Truth or Baloney.
Pretty good timing.
Very nice.
Now, we have a theme for this when we play it, and this week's theme is a little on the unusual side. It's stuff.
All right. What is stuff? Be more specific than stuff.
It's stuff with names that may or may not be true or baloney.
Oh, okay. All right.
I give you an example, except I don't have one. Nor do I have the game. I managed to.
Is this like when you call tissue Kleenex? Is it that kind of thing?
No.
He's looking.
Well, then I don't know, and I don't understand.
It's just to call up and play the damn game and stop giving me a lot of lip.
Oh, you're cruising for a bruising.
Stop giving me a lot of lip.
You're itching for a stitching. He's aching for a breaking.
Just trying to help you buy some time to find where you put it in that stack of 75 papers you don't need, but all right.
272-9228. is the number to call if you'd like to play. Now, your option is to sit and listen to... We can do Lawrence Welk.
Oh, no. Bubble music time here.
Bubba?
Bubble.
Oh, Bubble.
Remember the Bubbles?
I don't think Bubba's that sophisticated. But that's not the page it's on. Where is it? Hey, there's the old Steve Miller thing. Where did I put it, Jay?
Over there.
Torture music. There it is. I found it. Okay. Looks like we have a contestant. Looks like Lawrence Welk was good enough to get us what we needed.
Is the first letter?
This is really bizarre because we have Lena ready to play with us.
Lena's good to go.
Hey.
Hi, Lena.
How are you? Good morning.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
We are going to play a game called Truth or Baloney. I'm going to read a statement, and then all you have to do is tell me whether the statement I read is true or the voting get 2 out of 3 right or get them all wrong, and you're ready to win. You're ready to play?
Sure.
Okay. The cardboard sleeve that you put around your coffee so it doesn't burn your hand is called a zarf. Again, the cardboard sleeve you put around your coffee so it doesn't burn your hand is called a zarf. Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
Really? A zarf?
They have been around hundreds of years.
Oh?
And were originally made of metal. Zarf is an Arabic word that means container or envelope.
Oh, so Starbucks was around back then.
Now, you're still in the game.
You got to get this right.
How it goes from here depends on what you do with number two.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I see.
Because you get three wrong, you win.
Three wrong, you win.
Two
right.
So, okay.
Statement two, the figure eight infinity symbol has an actual name. It's called infinitum. Again, the eighth.
Oh, the infinity.
The figure eight infinity symbol has an actual name. It's called infinitum.
What
truth
do you think?
Or baloney?
What do you think?
True.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
You got to lose this next one
you've
here.
You've got to get this. Now,
I'm going to make a deal with her.
Okay.
I'm going to make a deal because I'm going to give her the actual name for that. And if she can spell it, I'll let her win the game.
Oh, okay.
If she can't spell it, she's still got one more statement.
Okay.
It's called a Lemnis crate.
God, if she can spell it, I'll give her money as well.
Let me pronounce it carefully.
Oh, I'm not even going to try.
No. Lemnis crate. Go with the phonetics on this one. Lemnis. First letter is what?
L.
You're doing good. Lemnis crate. E is good. And then I hear a M.
M?
Mm-hmm. And
O?
So, no, we had... No. I said Lemnis crate.
Lemnis.
You're probably thinking, oh, because yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. Putting O's in front of everything. No, actually, it's called, or spelled Lemniscrate.
Okay. Oh,
he was also a very famous philosopher in the times of Socrates.
That's Socrates. Yeah. Yes. Okay, so. Now.
You got to get this one wrong.
Okay.
Now, the dot.
The dot.
Over a lowercase j. You know, when you're writing a word,
start
with a j. The dot over a lowercase j is called a tittle.
You're kidding. It has a name.
Now, we need the wrong answer here.
Yeah, if you feel like you know it's right, you give us the wrong answer.
And that's how you
win.
You
have to. So you can win.
Again, the dot over a lowercase j is called a tittle, but we need the wrong answer on this one.
So,
baloney.
Guess what? You did it!
When did you discover that you were so beautiful?
Oops!
Congrats!
You did
you
it.
Won.
Very nice.
Yeah, it is. That is called a tittle.
Well, great.
Tittle can also mean a tiny amount or part of something, as in a measurement.
Yeah. Oh, my God. In a room with fourth graders.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
Yeah.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Are you excited?
Yes.
Okay, now let's do the last two just for funsies,
okay,
shall we?
Okay, sure.
The metal part on a pencil that connects the wood.
Fourth graders again.
The middle part. Middle part.
Need some wood?
The metal part on a pencil that connects the wood to the eraser is called the barrel. Is that truth or baloney?
True.
It sounds true. What do you think?
Sounds true.
Yeah. I'm going with baloney.
No, it's losing, guys. Sorry.
No, that metal part that holds the eraser is called the ferrule.
The ferrule. Why?
F-E-R-R-U-L-E. Why? Ferrule.
That sounds foreign.
Farrell. Actually, Farrell is the correct, is kind of a southern
word. I like barrel better. From like now barrel. On, barrel is a barrel.
Yeah, I like barrel too, but farrell is the correct word.
Canada.
Farrell out. Right.
What's the last one?
The plastic part at the end of a shoelace that makes it easier to thread it through the hole is called the aglet.
That, I think, is true. I think it's true.
What do you think?
What do you think?
True.
It is.
Yeah.
The aglet. I think that's also, isn't that what we got Emily for her birthday? The aglet thing that where you cook all the eggs in it?
What was that? The thing you cook the eggs in? What was it called?
It's not omelet.
Something like that, though.
It's something silly. I can see it. I can see them all lined up on the counter at home, too.
As seen it's the on egglet. TV.
Egglet.
So it's very similar to aglet.
Yep, it's called aglet.
All right, the English inventor tomb, for whoever grateful for that little plastic piece, is named Harvey Kennedy, and he popularized them 225 years ago.
Oh,
and
wow.
And you thought things were boring in those days.
And boy.
They had aglets everywhere. All right. Lena, hold on. You have won a...
Oh, Seafood Bistro? You got a $10 gift certificate to Seafood Bistro.
And
tickets to the Capital City Classic.
Max Capital City Classic, which is coming up on a week from tomorrow.
But wait, there's more coming up in just a moment right now.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. Already temperatures are starting to warm up now. We're at 48. Sunshine, nice day today. I think we make it up to 68. So we have a 20-degree climb from now till our high temperature today. Partly cloudy, chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature, 38. Then tomorrow, cool sunshine. But nice on the last full day of winter with a high tomorrow around 64. Low tomorrow night, 38. Wednesday, nice day. More sunshine, high around 67. Spring officially begins at 4:58 p.m. on Wednesday afternoon, and there's a full moon Wednesday evening. How about that? We'll tease 70 degrees on Thursday, I think, and I'm calling it dry, even though some of the models are trying to print a couple of showers in here Thursday. I'm not sold on that idea. Low 70s on Friday, and at least middle 70s on Saturday, a nearly perfect forecast for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Right now, this morning, clear skies and 48. At 8:39.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
You're right about that. And Plumbing by Luke Wire is what I want to talk about right now. Our friends, well, Luke Wire has been around for years for AC and heating, but for over two decades, they've been second to none in the River Region. I like the fact that they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problems. And they never, I repeat, never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. Could be a weekend, could be a holiday, could be middle of the night. They're really great folks, and they're I've had less than a satisfying experience with other plumbers over the years. So when I found Plumbing by Luke Wire just a couple of years back, more than a couple of years back now, I was very surprised, because now it's a no-brainer. When there's a plumbing issue in my house, it's Plumbing by Luke Wire. I like the fact that they will call me in advance and tell me they're on their way. It's not one of these like a cable outfit that would say, yeah, we might be there, I don't know, between 9 and 5 today or 9 and 5 tomorrow. It's not like that at all. I plumbing will require, and they don't talk like that either on the phone. So give them a call. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Luke Choir, 264-9666. Or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Their Alabama certification number is, and you have to say this really fast, 84417.
All right, all the folks who've called and participated this morning qualify for an Emily segment at the end of the week, in which we give away some pretty nice grand prizes, including a Clark's Club membership. Is Eddie doing that again?
I believe he is, but I'm not certain exactly what he's doing. I'll ask him right now.
That was so cool. And Smoker Notice wanted to say something.
Hey, good morning, and happy post-St. Patrick's Day.
Likewise.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that the word tittle, the little dot over the J,
mm-hmm.
is a very old word. It is actually mentioned in the Bible.
That I did not know.
It certainly is. I could not tell you exactly where it is in there, but it is mentioned in the Bible. And the little thing between the wood and the eraser on the pencil
mm-hmm.
is pronounced feral.
Like barrel.
Oh, feral. Like feral,
feral
cat.
With the L. Yeah, feral like cat. Feral cat. It's pronounced you. Like that, although it's spelled F-E-R-R-U-L.
All right. Otis, we appreciate the info.
Yes, sir, brother. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Okay. Speaking of you too, I had a St. Patrick's Day bit about you too.
Of course.
That I couldn't find. I think it said this. I'm gonna. You mind if I play it?
No, go right ahead.
Well, yesterday was Sunday, Bloody Sunday, right? No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, no,
I'm just kidding.
Oh, here it is. It's called "Hate You Too."
Oh, that sounds like it'll be great.
Well, alrighty then.
As a fan of the band.
Yeah, right.
It's coming up shortly. Anyway, at the end of the week, we give away a Clark's Club membership and the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. And, of course, if you're planning a trip, they're the guys you want to get your car into and get the works, get the oil changed, the tires rotated. Watch them as they do a rolling inspection where they team up, and it's amazing what they see that you won't notice. But if there's stuff embedded in your tire, those are like little time bombs waiting to go off. If the air pressure changes just enough, they pull them out, plug the hole. They do all of those things as a service. And if you need an accommodation to get back to work, back to your house, whatever, just get your car in. They will get you where you need to go at Don Duncan's three locations. Now in Millbrook, they have put Millbrook on the map on Highway 14 by the McDonald's. Downtown at 408 Madison, all locations with true wholesale pricing on major name brand tires. And Don Duncan on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Local news today.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Cleanup efforts continue in Elmore County after a tornado ripped through the Titus community late last week. EMA officials say more than 40 structures were damaged in Elmore County. An arrest has been made in a 20-year-old murder case in Dothan. Police say 45-year-old Coley McCraney was arrested Saturday and charged with rape and capital murder in the 1999 deaths of 17-year-olds Tracy Howlett and J.B. Beasley. Ozark police have scheduled a press conference for later today. And bidders from around the world will be in Montgomery this week for the J.M. Wood Spring Auction. Over 5,000 pieces of construction, forestry, and agriculture equipment are up for auction. Auction officials say some of the equipment will sell for hundreds of thousands of dollars. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
slam dunk. Slam dunk, it's basketball time. March Madness getting ready to roll, and Baumhauer's is the place to enjoy it. With 50 HD screens, you'll be able to watch games all day. Through lunch, dinner. I don't know if you can stay overnight, but certainly until the late night games are finished. This is one of the biggest basketball weeks of the whole year. With all 64 teams getting ready after they figure out who qualifies tomorrow. Slam dunk, if you can remember those two words and repeat them back to me when I ask you to this afternoon, sometime between 3 and 6, you'll win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. downtown at 201 Union in the first floor of the RSA building. It's a beautiful location. And, of course, Baumhauer's on Eastern Boulevard. Slam dunk. That is your winning word. And keep our number handy, too, 272-9228.
As we take a final look at the traffic around the River Region this morning, Montgomery Skywatch shows I-65 has cleared up. There's not any problems. You may slow down just a little bit because the accidents are still there near Clay Street and 143, but the traffic's moving smoothly. There's no problems on I-85 either. It's rolling along just fine, and we don't have any hassles on the boulevard other than slowdowns at the traffic lights. Let's be careful out there this morning, and we will see you this afternoon. On the ground or in the air, Haynes Ambulance is serving Central Alabama. Haynes Ambulance, always there for you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Welcome to the After St. Patrick's Day Hangover Show. Brought to you by Tylenol, Alka-Seltzer, Tabasco Bloody Mary Mix, National Bail Bonds, Ace Locksmith and Handcuff Removal, Walgreens Instant Paternity Tests, your local Sheriff's Department, and Greyhound Bus Services offering discounts on one-way tickets to Central America.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
When you hear it, into the field, you know, an evening with the Steve Miller Band.
Thank you very much. It's been great.
This Thursday, Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Just go on.
Performing Arts Center. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, the box office, or call 800-745-3000. For more info and tour dates, visit SteveMillerBand.com. Steve Miller Band Ultimate Hits available now. Produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
BBC Tonight.
Not guilty.
He killed two women and got away with it.
A 10-episode event begins.
I have the chance to get justice.
The Fix. On your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, whatever was there not play, did it?
It was pregnant. It was pause.
Yeah.
And now it has given birth.
Well, we only have 10 minutes left in the hour before the Bus to Camp News and Views pulls in.
Mm-hmm.
Have we done everything that we were supposed to do with you?
I don't know. Is this the end of the road for me?
No.
It's been a good 2 years, Emily, but you know what? Kind of done with you. Have we done everything? Have we taken care of everything?
Have we
all
gone
right?
to Seafood Bistro yet? Or
no? No, but you know the Seafood Bistro is a me and Jay thing. So
you guys do that while I prepare our Morning Maroon nominees.
Okay. All right.
Hi. Let's start with hi, it's me.
Go ahead, Jay.
Hi, hello, it's me, Jay.
And my sometimes
friend Emily, who's here with us today.
Today, for a limited time only, apparently it's the end of the road.
Right. One last, it's our farewell tour.
We'll have a final meal over at the Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, because it has all my favorites, and when you got to put somebody down.
Yeah, let me tell you, when you're on death row and ask for that last meal... Make it the Seafood Bistro.
That's what I'm going to do. The gumbo, the shrimp and grits. I might even throw in a boil bag just to keep it exciting.
So I've been doing the health kick, so don't leave out the salads. Mm-hmm. The salads are fantastic that they've got there, the Caesar or the BLT, and you can have plenty any of their options there thrown on top of it. Get them to add the pickles to the BLT salad. Pickles and salad is very good.
Yay.
Shrimp, mahi-mahi, snapper, all that great stuff. Yay. The full menu online at theseafoodbistro.com. Make sure the word the is in there, theseafoodbistro.com. You can order from that website. You can use your delivery options. All the delivery apps can deliver from there as well. Or you can just go by, say hello to Paul, Jessica, the rest of the crew at the Seafood Bistro, and enjoy a meal. Don't forget to like them and follow them on Facebook.
All right. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Kennedy.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominee. This is a very disturbing story. Uh-oh. Police arrest a drunk woman with a suitcase full of cats.
I'm sorry. Cats?
Cats.
They were alive?
Yes.
God.
That's good.
But still.
It's not random facts.
She looks, she looks simply adorable.
She's from Virginia. Strange things have been going on that. Arrested twice on consecutive nights. The second night
with
was
the kitty cats?
She had the cats with her, yeah. All right. We have our next nominee coming up right now. Then there.
Where?
See, I'm running out of gas here at the very end of the show.
And gas prices are going up, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep, I've been noticing that. This is all over the river region. People are rolling down their windows, sticking their heads out and screaming.
That is great radio.
All right. Charlie Brown was arrested on Friday during a drug raid in Cleveland.
Oh, no.
And police confiscated his pet alligator. And a guy in the United Kingdom named Elvis Presley was in court after threatening somebody with a knife.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord.
It was a tough week for people last week.
Here I am worrying for the last almost 3 hours that something bad's coming back on Charlie Brown and Elvis, but it was modern day.
I got a rock.
Well, I mean, Rich is embarrassed. He's from Cleveland. That's where this Charlie Brown character was keeping an illegal alligator.
Surprised? No.
And then the guy, it has to be tough if your parents name you Elvis Presley after Elvis Presley was a huge star. That's cruel and unusual. It's not clear if the Charlie Brown's guys are big Peanuts fans or not, but we know the other guy's parents were Elvis fans because even has the same middle name, Elvis Aaron Presley.
Is with one right? A or two?
Two. Aaron Presley.
Elvis
Aaron Presley.
Then it's not correct.
All right, and then finally we have a 20-year-old guy from Philadelphia named Dominic Herter. Mm-hmm. He was drunk last Friday morning and needed to get home. He had been up all night partying, just like Lionel Richie. But instead of getting an Uber, he decided to get on a school bus. He knew the school was close to his place. He planned to get off at some point, but ended up riding all the way there. Then a student who rode the bus told a school resource officer they found Dominic near the gym and confronted him, so he ran off, but they caught up with him. Police arrested him for trespassing on the school bus.
I don't know. It's kind of clever.
It kind of is, but again, being drunk in front of school children on their bus sets a very bad example.
Yep.
We also had a drunken passenger on a high-speed train that freaked out and demanded that they slow it down, but maybe we'll save that one for tomorrow. So who's the dumbest of the dumb here?
Why is she traveling with kitty cats in a suitcase?
She's a...
Cracked on smokes.
Exactly, arrested.
She's a Looney Tune.
Yeah, 2 days in a row. I mean, that takes a special...
She's a Looney Tune. She gets my vote.
Okay, I'm going to vote with Rich on that.
What an imbecile.
Crazy drunken cat.
Lady. Hey, you'll never believe who I bumped into at Infusion Saturday morning. Rich Thomas.
Really?
Rich
I don't
Thomas
believe it.
At Infusion, yes.
Really?
And it turned out we were there for the same reason, to get a nice, healthy IV.
IV, that's right. And boy, aren't they great.
Well, I'll tell you, for me, you know, trying to rebuild strength after 2 weeks of, you know, 1 week misdiagnosed, second week with pneumonia, it just felt great. Here's the thing, you know, there's all kinds of stuff you can buy at the store, vitamins, and we're not dissing any of that, but when you ingest something, a very small percentage of that actually gets into your bloodstream.
That's true.
With IV vitamin therapy and infusion, no matter what you're trying to accomplish, and they've got so many different approaches, it all goes into your bloodstream.
How about the glutathione?
The glutathione at the end, the master of all antioxidants. And by the way, they have specifically formulated vitamin IV cocktails that can help you if you've been partying too much and you're dehydrated. They have one to fix that. If you're trying to lose weight and you want to get your amino acids kicked into high gear, they have it for that. Just let them know. Order it up, whatever you're trying to do. They can help you if you're nervous or anxious. They have an IV vitamin formula that will help de-stress. In addition, you've got cryotherapy. You've heard Joey talk about that in the afternoon, what that does to ease up the muscles that are hurting after a yoga workout. And, of course, CryoSkin 3.0, which is the hot new thing. And it's not a thing, really. It is a technology that breaks the fat cells down below the skin. It doesn't hurt. It's quick, painless. And then your body disposes of them. You can lose an inch in one session. A far safer and more cost-effective approach to losing weight, cellulite that can target specific areas, than your cosmetic surgical procedures that come with anesthesiologists and all that. So remember, Infusion, 296-1662, 296-1662, or Infusion, cryoandlaser.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
slam dunk.
Very good. Just checking to see if you're paying attention. Slam dunk, the winning word. And if you have that handy this afternoon between 3 and 6 during happy hour, and, in fact, are the ninth caller at 272-9228 when we ask for the winning word of the day, you'll win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Again, slam dunk, your Baumhauer's winning word. News and Views is next.